This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This is Dana Goldman with an Emory Report exclusive interview. On the eve of the opening of Alice Walker's archives at Emory, I spoke with Professor Rudolph Bird. He directs Emory's James Weldon Johnson Institute and co-chairs the Alice Walker Literary Society. But Bird doesn't just teach and research Walker's work. He's known the writer personally for many years.
I first encountered Alice Walker as a writer. At the time, I was an undergraduate, and this was 1973. And it was the first time I had seen my experience as the descendant of black sharecroppers reflected back in such a powerful way. Alice Walker is from Georgia. She is the descendant of sharecroppers. I'm from Texas. I am likewise the descendant of sharecroppers. So I felt as if I was reading a book by someone who was a great witness, but also at the same time a member of my family. And then I had the great pleasure of meeting Alice Walker when I was in graduate school. It's the spring of 1976, when Alice came to Yale. And as one of a group of graduate students, I had the privilege of taking her to lunch. And that was the beginning of a conversation then about our shared interest in Southern black authors.
About 10 years later, Bird found himself in touch with Walker again when he published a review of her work on the writer Jean Toomer.
She published her first collection of essays in Search of Our Mother's Gardens, and I reviewed that. And that was in 1984. I wrote what I thought was a fair, strong, complimentary review. The editor at the time thought that I was too critical of Alice's analysis of choices made by Jean Toomer. Actually, I thought that some of the observations she had made were incorrect, and I state that in the review. And I said, I think that Alice Walker is strong enough to hear it, and it's fair. So the review was published as I had written it. And then about a month after it appeared, I received a letter from her. Purple envelope, purple stationery. Mr. Bird, I thank you for the love and spirit of your review of In Search of My Mother's Gardens. And I was jumping all around my New Haven apartment.
But Bird said it was the chartering of the Alice Walker Literary Society that cemented their friendship.
We reconnected in a substantive way after I joined the faculty at Emory in 1991. After the inquiries about the Alice Walker Literary Society, we had more ongoing contact. And so from that period on, that's where I really mark the beginning of a kind of mutual awareness. Whereas before, it was I was one of many graduate students, you know. I can see it that way and not feel that I've been rendered invisible. That's just the fact. So we continued to remain in close contact.
Just as a specific, so when you get an email or a letter from Alice Walker, do you read it first as someone who reads it as a good friend? How does that work?
When we communicate with one another, we have a correspondence. I read everything on multiple levels. But most of the time, it's from Alice. It's a communication from a friend and an artist and all these other parts. And depending upon the nature of the communication, then it has a different place in my own archive. Even though we have been friends for a very long time, I never forget who she is. I never forget she is a major figure, a major writer, and that she has transformed the American literary canon. I'm always conscious of that when I'm with her. I think it's important to be conscious of her achievement, not to take that for granted. To lose that perspective is to miss opportunities that would benefit the world of scholarship and higher education. Of all the things that I admire so much about Alice Walker, it is her commitment to the truth, even when it is painful. Even when she risks being attacked for telling the truth, that commitment to the truth is what is, I think, one of the most powerful aspects of her work as an artist and of her stance as a human being. And that's been very instructive to have that lesson. I've tried to live by that.
The preceding program is copyrighted.